Hey guys, and welcome back to Outventure Podcast. I'm your host, Brandy Samples. On today's episode, we are talking about the joys of winter camping and embracing the chill.
Welcome to the Outventure Podcast. We celebrate the incredible stories of Black individuals redefining the outdoors, highlighting those breaking the mold while finding joy and freedom in nature. Each episode features inspiring guests who share their journeys from hiking to camping. We explore it all. Join us as we uplift voices often unheard in the outdoor community. Let's embrace the beauty of the great outdoors together.
So I love camping. I've been doing it now for a couple of years. And when I say camping, I mean tent camping. I don't have an RV. I would love to have an RV, but I don't have an RV now. And I kind of still like the, I'm going to say, rough and readiness of tent camping, although it's rough, but it's not the ready so much because it just requires so much extra prep and time. But I still absolutely love tent camping. It's one of my favorite things to do, and I really look forward to it on the times that we have carved out in our life to do so. But I do not like the cold, and I don't like being cold. I don't like standing in the cold. I don't like anything with the word cold in it. I just don't want to be cold. So when we decided that we were going to go on a ski trip to North Carolina this month in February, we decided, hey, let's use our camp stove inside of our bell tent and try to tent camp as well as skiing, which is a whole nother thing. it turns out that although it still was very fun, it turns out that when you're tent camping and skiing at the same time, it just has its own challenges. You have to have all the equipment stored safely and locked away because ski equipment is so expensive. You just don't want to risk someone getting sticky fingers and walking away with it. But aside from that, I mean, that was a minor issue, and also there was no incidences. But you're still outside. You're still outside in winter. I think it was at one point, at one of the nights, maybe the first night, it was 7 degrees with a wind chill factor of -4. And I can actually see some of your eyes rolling saying, girl, it couldn't be me. But it still was this amazing adventure and a great time that I do not regret, that I absolutely love. I will 100% try camping in the winter again. So every time we go, I feel like we learn something that we didn't know before, right? So we've been camping for a while, but we're not pros at it. I don't know if anybody really is. You learn something new every single time you go out. We actually talked about getting a spreadsheet while we're there. We are spreadsheet people, by the way. We actually thought about getting a spreadsheet while we were there and saying, okay, at the end of the trip, let's just recap and say what works, what didn't work, which actually turns out to be a great idea. Camping in winter just has its own challenges. It's camping during the summer, the spring, or even the fall, it's just ready and go, right? If you forget something, you just run up to the store and get it, or it doesn't matter as much if I didn't really bring the right sleeping bag, or you know what I mean, or the right clothes because it's so hot, it's not really going to make that big of a difference. You just, you know, wear your bathing suit or tank top, flip-flops, you're good to go. But winter just requires so much more forethought. So I guess that begs the question of why would anybody want to go camping during the winter? And the answer to that, I think, is that winter camping offers a chance to connect to nature in such a peaceful setting. It's free from crowds that are so typical on the other seasons, especially summer. If you guys have ever gone to any campsite or any open area where camping is allowed during the summer, it's just overrun with tents and RVs and just people and running around, and it's loud and there's music sometimes, and it just doesn't offer you that tranquil peace that you need because everybody and their mama's on vacation, right? So another thing is that there's stunning landscapes that provide this beautiful picturesque background for activities like snowshoeing and skiing, as I mentioned before, and ice fishing, which I've never done, but is on my bucket list. If any listeners have any tips or ideas, places, let me know, leave me a comment. Additionally, the cool, crisp air is just invigorating to the body and soul. I mean, you step outside of that tent in the morning and that cold air hits you, as anyone who's ever grew up in a cold climate can tell you. It does something to you. It wakes up your body, right? You are alert. You know it's cold outside. Also at night, the sky is clearer during the wintertime, so you have more of a chance for just this beautiful stargazing. Anyone who lives in large cities, they know that typically, you know, you don't see that many stars at night, right? So being out in the woods at night, it just opens up the skies and it's just breathtaking. Embracing the challenge of cold weather camping also fosters a sense of accomplishment and camaraderie amongst fellow adventurers, making it a rewarding escape from your everyday life. I mean, there's just something about doing something that is unique to you and your family, or overcoming a challenge or a particular fear of yours, that just makes you feel better about yourself and gives you positivity and encourages you. So this stunning landscapes, the beauty of winter is just unparalleled. I mean, there's snow-covered trees, frozen lakes, crisp air, like I said, just creating this amazing backdrop. There's also wildlife during these months that come out that have adapted to the cold and that you maybe wouldn't see during the winter, during the summer months, making it an excellent time for nature enthusiasts to observe and appreciate the natural world. So we talked a little bit before about the solitude in nature. One of the greatest joys of winter camping is the peace and quiet that it offers. There's very few campers around. You can enjoy the tranquility of nature without being hustled and bustled with the crowds at the campsite, people, you know, talking loud next to you or walking past your tent at 2 a.m. with a flashlight, waking everyone up. For those who crave solitude but still appreciate the company of a few adventurers or campers, I feel like winter camping strikes a perfect balance. Another thing is that winter camping is budget friendly for travelers. In today's economy, cost is a significant consideration for many travelers. I personally think that cost should be a significant consideration for any traveler of any budget. Cost determines where we go, what we do, how long we stay, right? So winter camping can be more of an affordable option as many of the campsite owners lower their rates to encourage year-round visitors. This means that you can enjoy beautiful winter escapes without breaking the bank, unless you're crazy enough to add skiing on top of that, which is a whole nother podcast episode. So what kind of unique activities can you do in winter? And do you feel like it's less exciting to go during the winter months than it is during the warmer months? I don't think so. I think, you know, obviously it all comes down to interest. But I think if you start any adventure with an open mind, you can find joy in absolutely any undertaking that you do, whether it's skiing downhill on powdery slopes or snowshoeing through a forest, sledding, tubing, ice fishing, like I mentioned, ice skating, nature watching, hikes in the snow is unbelievably beautiful and romantic. Each activity offers a chance to embrace the season and create lasting memories, just in a different form, right? One of the things that I really dislike about camping and any other season are the bugs. So for many campers like myself, bugs are a significant drawback in the winter, in the warmer months. If you're anything like me and you have a ridiculously unhinged fear of creepy crawlers, especially spiders, winter camping is a dream come true. With the cold temperatures, you can enjoy the great outdoors without the annoying insects buzzing around and without the need from having to put chemicals, bug spray on your body day and night. I'll take that part of being cold over spiders any day. So that's the one thing that I'm not going to complain about is being cold, is that I don't have to deal with spiders crawling into the tent. Another cool thing about winter camping is that it's inviting to sit around the campfire at night in blankets with your hot chocolate or your tea and, just watch the flames. Listen to the crackling woods, watch the starry skies above, and it's just a cozy atmosphere. So I'm one of those people that will sit at a campfire at 100-degree weather. Like, I just don't think it's camping unless you have a campfire. I don't care how hot it is. I need that campfire started as soon as possible just so I can sit there with my feet propped up, you know, drinking my drink, and I feel relaxed when I know that fire is on. I know that I'm camping. So in the winter, it's, you know, appropriate to have the fire on. And it just makes for just this cozy, intimate feeling to sit around with family and friends, tell stories, and just be warm and sitting in front of the fire and watch how beautiful the fire is. So I know that a lot of people probably are thinking there's just no way that being out in winter is more fun than summer. In summer, you have swimming and volleyball and horseshoes and dominoes and all these games that you can do and things that you can do, horseback riding, you know, ATVs and water skiing. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But I think that winter gets a bad rap for being dark and cold and dreary. But I think it could be just as enjoyable as the other seasons, especially summer. Well, maybe not as summer, but close second, right? So, in fact, winter presents its own set of unique activities and experiences that are just as exhilarating, just as fulfilling as any summer adventures. One of the best things you can do in winter is obviously skiing or snowboarding, like I talked about. Tubing is also a thing that's really fun. There's no shortage of activities that you can dive into during the winter months. Like I said, it's all about embracing your adventure that you're on and just going in with an open mind, right? I mean, if you're someone like me and you don't like being cold, you kind of just have to suck it up. I mean, I know it sounds like easier said than done, but trust me, you can't out cold me. I promise you. So I feel like if I can do it, you can do it. So just get out there and have a good time. But your mental state gets you there, you know, or at least it gets you the majority of the way there, right? So if you go in there with a sense of, oh my God, this is going to be so cold. Why are we here? This is ridiculous. You know, we should just come back in July. Then of course you're already going in with a negative mindset and you're not really getting what you could get out of it, you know? But if you go in and you're like, hey, look, I know it's 10 degrees, right? Or I know it's 40 degrees if you're not quite that bold yet. But I'm just going to go in and I'm going to put my coat on. I'm going to layer up. I'm going to eat hearty meals and I'm just going to kill it. You know, I'm going to sit in the tent or, you know, sit out and talk to everybody. And that's all you have to do. You know, you just have to prepare yourself mentally that it is going to be cold, but I can still have fun. I can still enjoy my time. I can still make memories. And to me, that's making memories is literally all there is to life. You know, that's the name of the game, is living the best life that you can live and just making as many memories and having as many adventures as you can. And winter camping can be an adventure. It is most likely going to be an adventure. You know, you just have to stay positive and put a smile on your face. I do have a couple of tips though. If you are going to try anything, ice skating, skiing, tubing really is not a big deal, but I would say to consider lessons, maybe, you know, just to give yourself a little bit of confidence, and dress warm. So what are some things you can do at the campsite to prepare yourself? I would practice at home before you go to the campsite. I would practice setting up my tent. And this is advice for any season, okay? I mean, always take your tent out of the box or, you know, from wherever you got it and practice. Set it up. Hammer it into the ground in your grass or, you know, set it up at your apartment complex, wherever you are. You know, set it up in your living room. It doesn't matter. I think we have done that before. But just practice, because you have less light during the daytime. So I'm sorry. You have less light during the winter months than you do during the summer months. So, I mean, you really got to get in there, unload your car, unload your camper, and get hustling, right? So you don't want to be trying to figure out directions and reading by a flashlight, right? So just practice. Also, it'll build your confidence. You'll know, okay, when I get out there, I can do it. And your mind is not being pulled in 100 different directions. Your brain's telling you, I'm cold, I need to find warmth, but also your need for survival is telling you I need shelter and I just don't want you to pack it up and, you know, go to a Hilton because you're just screw it. I can't. This is ridiculous. So just practice at home with all of your equipment, not just your tent, but, you know, the tent's a really good start. I would start with that as number one. But, you know, practice using everything that you buy for the trip. Practice wearing your backpack. Practice wearing your coat, your clothes, if it's new. I know it sounds crazy, but trust me. You want to make sure that this gear works, that this stuff works. And we'll talk about that a little later on. But another thing you need to account for is the fact that the ground might be frozen, right? So if you are at home, you know, in a state that might be, or a country that might be warmer, you might be just practicing away, hammering your little heart out with the pegs into the grass, and then you get to your campsite and the ground is frozen, right? So think about things that you will need to overcome adversity, right? So maybe you need heavier pegs than the pegs that are in the tent. And I can tell you the pegs that come in the tent are pretty scrawny pegs. Maybe you need a mallet. I definitely recommend a mallet. We carry two. And also, I recommend stopping at a Walmart or another hardware store, Ace or Home Depot. I literally don't know why I said Ace. or Home Depot or a big box store like a Walmart. And they sell very cheaply a thicker peg. So it's going to look the same as the one that comes from your camping tent box, but it's just going to be a thicker quality, and that way it doesn't bend when you're hammering it into ground that may be frozen. Another thing is to check the weather ahead of time and often. So say you check the weather a month out and you're like, okay, it's February, it's Georgia, it's the temperature says that it's going to be about 40 degrees. You can handle 40 degrees. You could technically sleep outside, right? So, outside of the tent, of course. But keep checking, right? Because that 40 degrees might turn into 30, might turn into 25, might turn into 10 the day before you go. And you don't want to not have the right equipment and clothing with you because you thought it was going to be 20 or 30 degrees warmer than it now is. So, and the same goes with rain or heavy snow, anything that you don't think that you are going to be prepared for or willing to tolerate, then, you know, you need to know in advance, right? As prepare yourself as much as you can. I'm not saying it's always going to be right. We know how the weatherman goes. I'm not saying that it's 100% accurate, but it'll gauge you and push you in a direction to make sure you are prepared, and being prepared is the name of the game. Plan your trip. So winter camping is not one of those things that you just want to wing it, right? You don't want to fly by night on winter camping. Like I said before, sometimes, and especially in these smaller backwoods towns, they close early or they close for the season, right? Especially if they're not a town that's built around like a winter tourism, like skiing or something like that, tubing. If they don't have that, if they are, you know, set up as a summer vacation spot, then you may find that these restaurants are closed or closed early for the night. So you want to make sure that your trip is planned out, that you have almost or everything that you need or as close as you can get it. So you are self-sufficient and relying on the things that you bought in your car, your van, your trailer, and not having to rely on going anywhere, right? And also, what if the roads are icy? What if it snows overnight and you can't get to the Walmart if there is a Walmart, you know? So just prepare yourself to be self-sufficient. Plan your trip. Spreadsheets are your friend. The next thing is, I would say, think about hearty meals. On our Instagram, actually, we have a post about foods to make during winter camping. So check that out. And don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram and YouTube. But yeah, hearty meals. You're going to burn a lot of calories during the winter. When we're just like at work or at home, we maybe don't notice it as much during the winter months. But when you're out there in the woods, you're going to notice that it's taking you a lot more effort to do things. So you just want to pack hearty meals. I'm not saying that, you know, you need to eat steak and potatoes every night if that's not your typical thing, but, you know, soups or stews, something like that. Just heavier oatmeals, things like that, that you can eat in the morning, lunch, or dinner, and that'll sustain you through all of your extra energy and calories that you're going to be burning. Another thing that we can talk about is your gear. So gear is so important. Like I said before, the worst thing that you want to do is get out there in the winter and do not have the proper gear. So there, I'm not going to bore you to death on the type of gear that you need. Look, everybody's different. You can watch 16 YouTube channels about camping, and every one of them is going to tell you a different product. Okay, so you just need to pay attention to the labels, right? So get yourself a four-season tent. Get yourself a tent that can withstand a certain amount of wind. Like we talked about before, I would change out the pegs to a more sturdier peg, especially if you're using a lower end or lower priced tent. They're going to come with very flimsy, they're going to come with very flimsy pegs. One of the YouTubers that I watch, an English guy, he actually does a kind of a challenge to himself where he, his viewers will send him requests. And I watched one where he did like a Temu haul, right? And he got all of his camping stuff on Temu, and the tent almost flew away because the pegs were so small and so thin and bending that, you know, it just couldn't take the harsh English rain and wind. So if you're going to go that route, just read the labels, do some research on your own to see, you know, what temperature this tent can handle and what wind gust it can handle. Another thing is to get yourself a warm sleeping bag. Goes the same. Check the degree that the tent can handle. Also, you're going to be layering, right? So you can sleep in layers and then you can dispose of the layers as need be. And this goes with your day-to-day as well. So if you're outside of the tent, you know, in the day doing things, layer up, and then you can also easily remove things in the event that you are too layered up, right? But it's always better to be safe than sorry. Another great thing for winter camping is a foam mat under your sleeping bag. So I buy actual rugs. So we put rugs down on the floor instead of foam mats. But foam mats, you know, they work just as well. I just like the idea of the rugs because, one, it covers the whole tent floor. We are using now this bell tent, which is kind of like the teepee looking tent or the glamping tents that are so popular right now. And I think it's like 16 feet wide. I mean, this thing is massive. It's ridiculous. I probably post a couple pictures on my Instagram. But it's a huge tent and it has a stove in it where we can keep ourselves warm in the winter. And so there's a lot of space. And so I can put down these 5x8 rugs everywhere and keep the floor warm to walk on. Another thing is quick dry material. If you buy clothing that is a quick dry material, any of you that are like sports people, your runners, you know, basketball players, whatever, you probably already have this in your closet. You know, just anything that's going to dry quickly, that's going to get that cold moisture off of you. So that way your body can retain all of its heat is absolutely wonderful. Marshalls used to be really, if you're in the U.S., Marshalls used to be really good about having a lot of this quick dry material that's fairly inexpensive. So keep your eyes out if you happen to be going there. Another thing is a stove, like I've been mentioning. So you don't have to have a stove, okay? A stove is very much a luxury. And also you need to make sure you have a tent that can fit, that is fitted for a stove. And I'm going to say this again. The tent must be fitted for the stove. You cannot, or I'm begging you not to makeshift your own hole out of a regular tent and set yourself on fire. So if you do happen to have a tent or borrow a tent or something like that with that's outfitted for a stove, the stoves are amazing because they literally keep you so warm. It's as warm as being in a house with central heat and air. You just, cut the logs up, add the logs in there. You can cook on top of it. I use it to dry towels and to dry our socks. It's absolutely wonderful. I was drying our gloves on it. I think it got like 800 degrees, February, when we went. We have a little thermometer on top and it, I think I'm pretty sure it said it was 800 degrees. So not 800 degrees inside the tent, the actual box, the stove itself was 800 degrees, but the tent was nice and toasty and warm and the kids were able to be in there without complaining. I did want to talk about, I forgot to mention when I was talking about activities, another cool thing that we have is this movie projector and it's really fun. It's really cute. Very inexpensive on Amazon. We had gotten one. I think it was like $60 some, and then we upgraded it to one that was like $100 and something. Not because it wasn't good quality, because of what we needed it for to retrofit to the phones and wireless and all that. It didn't do so. And then we just hung up a sheet. It was like a screen sheet or whatever. It just folds up and then you can magnet it to the tent walls. Yeah, it's really fun. It's a nice thing, especially if you're bringing kids with you, because a lot of the times there is no internet, or you just don't want your kids on the internet because they're supposed to be, you know, enjoying themselves. So that's another fun thing that you can do, is download movies onto your phone or your laptop, and then watch them on the projector, eat some popcorn or something inside the tent if you're chilly. When preparing for winter camping, essential gear includes sturdy four-season tent designed to withstand harsh weather conditions, as mentioned, a sleeping bag rated for low temperatures, a foam mat for insulating the ground or rugs, quick dry material clothing are crucial to prevent moisture buildup. Layer your clothes. Lastly, a reliable stove that is essential for cooking, warming yourself, tent, you can melt snow. Because one of the challenges to winter camping is that a lot of the campgrounds turn off their plumbing. So they keep on the, you know, the utilities, the toilets, the showers are on, but they'll turn off the pipes around that are sporadically placed around the campsite to avoid the pipes bursting, or just because it's such low attendance that people aren't walking back and forth all day to get water, right? So you can use the stove or your campfire to melt snow for things like cooking or washing or anything like that. But I would suggest bringing water with you. So we just bring a ton of water. You know those, they're like those 5-gallon water bottles that are at in office buildings and you have to flip them upside down. So we bring those, and then we have an electric pump at the top that I ordered off of Amazon. And we just hit the button and it brings it out like a faucet. It's amazing. It's worth its weight in gold, and I think it was like $10. So just bring several of those. And I think doing all of these things will enhance your overall winter camping experience, and it'll give you a good feeling of accomplishment, and it will maybe even make you want to go back. So let's recap on the pros and cons of winter camping. So the pros: there's fewer people, less bugs, unique scenery, cozy campfires, cheaper costs. The cons: it's cold, people. It's cold. So that's, I literally could just stop it here. But there could be gear challenges, longer setup time, limited daylight, and water access issues. So just remember to prepare yourself. And like I said, make that spreadsheet. It won't lead you down the wrong path, I promise. It'll tell you everything you need. So just remember that camping doesn't have to be expensive. It only has to be an experience. Don't be intimidated watching camping YouTube videos or listening to podcasts telling you that you need to spend thousands of dollars, or even making you feel guilty if you can't spend thousands of dollars. It doesn't matter. Just start where you are and build over time. Check out places like Goodwill, big box stores, Facebook Marketplace. You can even borrow some of this equipment from friends that go. I mean, there's a ton of people who just have stuff sitting in their, you know, garage that they never do because they did it once and they're like, ugh, this isn't for me, right? So check online and see what deals you can find. You don't have to spend a lot of money to have a good time. So with that, thank you for joining us on today's episode. We hope you found this discussion insightful and engaging. If you are enjoying the show, please consider subscribing, rating, and leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube and IG at @outventure_podcast for updates, sneak peeks on upcoming episodes. We really appreciate your support, and we will see you at the edge of the map.
All right, fellow explorers. That's a wrap on another Outventure podcast episode. To keep the adventures rolling, don't forget to subscribe, follow, and give us a like on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Your support helps us bring even more amazing content your way. And if you're feeling that extra spark of enthusiasm, join our Patreon community for exclusive behind-the-scenes content, bonus episodes, and even the chance to win some seriously cool outdoor gear. See you at the edge of the map.